Let's get straight to the point. You've journeyed here in hopes of an answer to a single, simple question. The basic question from which flows the whole sordid story. To wit, what are the real lyrics anyway? A most excellent question, Pilgrim. The very one that renders you worthy of a quest such as this, profound in its very stupidity. So elementary that the original intention had been to answer it straight away, if only to show that the mystery of Louie Louie does not subsist within it. But lo, it came to pass in the fullness of time that composer Richard Berry, hallowed be his mighty name, licensed the rights to his masterpiece, and as happens every time anybody makes a business deal in this yarn, the situation got all fouled up. Berry sold his license to a company wondrously titled Windswept Pacific, which sounds about right. Windswept Pacific sublicensed the print rights to a firm known as Warner Chappelle, a division of the multi-talented megalith called Time Warner. So 30 years after it first hit the charts, Louie Louie had slipped at last into the mighty corporate maw. No big deal. It happens to practically everybody. However, Warner Chappelle seems to have been infiltrated by a master of the occult rites of rock and roll lore. And this gremlin apparently decided that it would be a major error to allow the authentic Louie Louie lyrics, as composed by Richard Berry in 1956 and initially published by Limax Music, to appear in a volume devoted to explicating these sacred mysteries. Either that, or they just didn't have anybody handy who could or would cope with the prospect of reading an entire book about one of their revenue generators. One way or the other, 3 months after Warner Chappelle received the manuscript of Louie Louie, they still hadn't been able to figure out whether the lyrics might safely appear here.